We may think we know what tomorrow will bring, but in reality, we have no idea. Anything could happen, right? The way things have been going, you may wonder when the next shoe is going to drop. I get it. In today's world, we're faced with uncertainties and struggles that can leave us feeling anxious and even fearful. From personal challenges to global crises, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the circumstances we find ourselves in. Today, we're going to dive deep into a powerful promise from the Bible that has sustained me through uncertain times. Jesus himself made this promise right before he entered into his most painful and challenging time on earth. He knew what he was talking about when he promised peace during troubling times. Amidst the chaos in the world around us, the promise that we're going to explore today assures us that no matter what tomorrow brings, we can be overcomers. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here to share practical tips and strategies to help you find peace, even during challenging times like the ones we're in right now. Each week, we look at a Bible passage together and then declare truth drawn from those verses. I believe what Proverbs 18:21 says about the tongue having the power of life and death, and I want to empower your tongue with truth. Now, let's take a look now at the promise that Jesus gave us in John 16:33, which I'll read from the New International Version. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Now there's a lot to unpack in that one verse, including what Jesus was referring to when he said, I have told you these things. But let's start by declaring this truth. Jesus promised peace during troubling times. Now, I invite you to repeat that loud enough to chase away any doubt. Jesus promised peace during troubling times. Claiming this promise of peace will help us stay strong when life feels uncertain and overwhelming. Now, I know from experience that God's word can truly be a light in our darkest moments. Jesus gave the promise in John 16:33 right before getting whipped nearly to death and then nailed to a cross. I tell you what, I haven't been through that. But if it worked right for him then, I tell you what, we can be overcomers too. Jesus did not live in a pain-free, trouble-free bubble. None of us do. So this is what I want you to remember, like I need to remind you. We all have trouble in this world. In the verse that I just quoted, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Another scripture I just love is don't be surprised by the painful trial you're suffering, as if something strange were happening to you. I think we can all agree with that. We will have trouble. Now, just a few years ago, if you need convincing, we all experienced a pretty painful pandemic, am I right? COVID brought with it troubling times that threatened to rob us of our peace. My husband, Steve, and I run a small business that was considered non-essential during the lockdowns. Now, I distinctly remember crying out to God in fervent prayer for a rain of provision to fall on us. I literally prayed for pennies from heaven to fall like raindrops of God's provision onto the severe drought in my bank account. I told God that I had danced through puddles of his provision before and I'd splashed around in a shower of his blessings. I knew that he could do it again. Now, long before rain was anywhere on the radar, I thanked God for his precious promise of provision, and I pledged to keep my eyes on him instead of on my dwindling account balance. When actual raindrops fell from the sky the very next day, right after I prayed that, I told my husband, I said, I believe with all my heart that that rain was an outward manifestation of the work that God was gonna do on our behalf, but that we couldn't see yet. I'm reminded of our declaration, and that's why I want you to be able to believe its truth so deeply that it comes out of your mouth. Let's declare it again together. Jesus promised peace during troubling times. The Bible says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. With a firm grip on the promises of God, I went on a walk in the rain that morning with a friend who loves getting soaked as much as I do. Now, she and I prayed and agreed that God would send a rain of provision. Well, I am thrilled to tell you that God opened the floodgates. First, Steve and I learned that our federal loan, the PPP loan from the COVID funds, had been fully forgiven. Next, we discovered that we'd been selected to receive the California Relief Grant because of the impact that the months of lockdown had had on our small business. And finally, we landed 3 pretty sizable projects. And to top it all off, we had accumulated enough rewards living off of our credit card to book a free vacation. I can testify to the benefits of holding on to God's promises during troubling times. We all have trouble in this world, but that doesn't mean that we can't be overcomers. Now, earlier when I quoted John 16:33, I said that I would explain what Jesus was referring to when he said, "I have told you these things." But before I do that, I hope that you'll take a moment to give me a thumbs up and also subscribe and click or tap the bell for notifications. Thank you so much for your support. Okay, to learn what Jesus meant when he said these things, we need to back up a few verses where Jesus said, "Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice and no one will take away your joy." Jesus knew that his time was short. He knew he was headed for the cross, but in the midst of those horrible circumstances, Jesus made a point to encourage his closest friends to hang on through the next few days. Jesus let the disciples know that no matter what lay ahead for them, they would overcome it. Even death and the grave would be defeated. Amid the chaos in the world around us, my friend, we can take heart knowing Jesus overcame this world. In his final hours before the crucifixion, Jesus encouraged his disciples with the promise that they could ask for anything in his name. He said, "Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." So I asked for a rain of provision, and that rain fell. Now, I'm not suggesting that we can simply ask God to pay our bills. One of my go-to memory verses when I'm in need is 1 John 5:14 and 15. I totally recommend that you memorize it. It's excellent. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Intimacy with God through Bible study and prayer, combined with a commitment to love, trust, and obey God, helps us to ask for things according to God's will rather than according to our own. Ask with confidence, my friend, knowing that Jesus overcame this world. You and I will have trouble. But in the midst of the chaos, let's remember to ask God to be faithful to his promised peace during the troubling times we go through. Here's what I can testify to. Not only with the story about God's reign of provision that I shared with you, but over and over in my life, when I've wondered when the next shoe is going to drop. When we ask God for something He already promised us in Scripture, we are asking according to His will. I like my go-to memory verse, how it says, "That's when we know that we have what we asked for." So let's ask for peace right now. Dear Heavenly Father, You know what we're going through. Obviously, a lot of us share experiences that play out on the world stage around us, from war and inflation and crazy assassination attempts on the president, God. But You also know what's going on individually in our homes, struggles in relationships, marriages with children, finances. Lord, things that rob us of our peace. But Lord, You've said that these troubles would come. You said that we should even expect them. James said that we could consider them joy when we face these kinds of challenges. And Lord, we admit that's hard. But Lord, You have promised to give us peace. And so we hold You to that promise, Father. And we claim that as we do our part, we keep our eyes on You. We don't stay transfixed and focused on our problems. We don't ruminate on them, but Lord, we look to You. And we know that Jesus overcame death and the grave. Anything is possible for You, Lord. Anything is possible. So as we do our part, Lord, and we look to You, we know that You will be faithful to do Yours, and You have promised to give us peace, peace that goes beyond the circumstances that we're in. Oh yeah, Lord, sometimes You do say, "Peace be still," and the storm just settles. But other times, Lord God, You hold us through that storm and You carry us to the other side. And so God, thank You for that promise that we can cling to today for peace, Lord, Your peace. And we ask for it according to Your will. And then in the name of Your Son, Jesus, amen. I want to thank you so much for joining me for Believe and Speak. And if you only remember one thing from this message, I hope that you remember that you will have trouble. You will, but hold on to the promises of God. Like the one in John 16:33, if you spend at least a few minutes every day in prayer and in Bible reading, then you can know what those promises are. In fact, keep a pen handy to underline promises when you find them. And would you share your favorite promises in the comments? We'd love to build a community of support and encouragement. We sure need each other, don't we? Now, if you'd like another message on having peace in the midst of a storm, I recommend watching my video about that. I'll put a link in the description for you. Also, please share this message with a friend who desperately needs some peace right now. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.